Saturday, honey. Go back to sleep.
Daddy, Daddy, they don't let you be a pilot if you wear glasses.
Oh, man. Ollie, off.
Come on, off the bed, Ollie. Off. Oh, I've been playing handball with quadratic equations all night.
Yeah? Who won?
Yeah, I better get this article finished or I am never going to get a good night's sleep. I'm working at school today.
No, you got the kids till 2 o'clock. I got my museum class, and I got to drop off the payroll at Al's Donut Hole.
I want cinnamon. No. Sugar.
No, donuts for you little puppers. Honey, make my thriller with white icing.
2 minutes.
Is this fair?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want for breakfast?
I'm dead.
Well, that's easy.
Look carefully at the way Rubens uses pinks and whites in his women. They have the alabaster cast of a statue with just enough rosy shades to make them eminently approachable.
All I know is they make me feel thin.
And of course, the famous red hair. Most art historians believe this is
Emily, are we listing lovers or acquaintances?
You're done?
Well, I've been married for 10 years. What do you want from me?
Didn't you go to college?
Yeah, but... Huh. One night stand, handsome, great in bed, and you regretted it?
Oh, him. He asked me to bring a friend next time.
And you can't remember his name?
Listen, when you've had over the names get a little fuzzy.
Oh, God. Jean-Claude. Oh, is this the guy in St. Martin?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you spent the weekend in the Caribbean, and didn't I go to Marineland?
You came home with a plastic shark. I came home with crabs.
And now, if you ladies will follow me. This French sculpture is from the 20th century and by Edmond Louise Colette. This sculpture epitomizes the art movement from Art Nouveau to Art Deco.
Who is the best and why?
Emphasis on the simple lines and
Howard.
The human figure.
Because he just adored sex and couldn't get enough?
Because we were in love.
Well, I've done that.
Oh, listen to you. It must be hell being in a great marriage.
It is when you've been invited to your 15th high school reunion and it kicks off wild sexual fantasies about your first love.
Whew. Old numero uno, Robert?
No, Tommy and I never did it. We did everything but for 2 years.
What?
Hey, you're from the coast. In Ohio, you don't do it. I was saving it.
For who? Robert Hornswoth?
Evidently.
So are you going?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in 15 years. He lives in Denver now. Probably wouldn't even be there. Can you recover from a facelift in 5 months?
Is this something we're going to worry about or something we're going to have fun with?
Well, you'll have fun. I know I'm never going to hear the end of it now. Oh, Emily, what is the matter with me? Every day I fantasize about jumping on a plane to Denver, finding Tommy, and screwing him silly.
Pardon me?
Oh, what do you think of this?
Oh, that's disgusting, Mom.
Peter?
Hmm.
Oh, now what do you think of this one?
That's more Emily.
Hey, you know, bookkeepers can be chic. Peter?
Oh.
Yeah, she's not wearing a bra.
Can I see that, please?
No. Bedtime, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Bedtime!
It's my birthday.
Well, I know it's your birthday, and your daddy and I have a lot of getting ready to do for your birthday. Bedtime.
Go to bed.
Oh, you never
want to
go to bed.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetie. I'll be up in a minute.
Brush your teeth.
Okay.
You drop those. I know that tune.
Without kissing.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, can we do it without moving? I'm exhausted.
Huh. Good. Me too. I thought you wanted to.
Not me. How about you?
Me. No. We can do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Nope. After Gina's party, I doubt it. Monday.
Department meeting goes late. Tuesday.
Yeah, let's shoot for Tuesday.
these knives.
Do my taxes and learn Spanish. Need to sleep, Elliot.
You can sleep here, you know.
No, I can't. You're always drawing me.
Well, you waste a lot of time sleeping.
I like sleeping. It makes the years go by faster.
Well, that's a lousy attitude for a woman barely past 30. Everything ahead of her.
35 more years of finding the perfect piece of culture for over Mrs. Conselman's sectional, unmarred by love or family.
Well, leave me if you must. But if you're still going to check out that Denver gallery on Friday, I'd like to see you tomorrow sometime.
Can't tomorrow. Tomorrow's my goddaughter's birthday party.
I like birthday parties.
No. You're not invited.
Are you saying you're ashamed of me?
Everyone there is bringing their children. I'll be dating one.
Yeah. I'm 26.
I don't know why you're pressing this. You'll just get bored and want to leave.
We'll pin the tail on the donkey, no way.
All right, come.
I will. Thank you.
Elliot!
Huh?
Aw. I can't believe you used my lipstick.
This is gonna cost me $100.
$100 for lipstick?
No, a trip to the cosmetic counter.
Right. I'm going to get another apple juice.
Oh, and he's got a special birthday hat for you. There you go. And he's got something for you.
Anna, when is your birthday?
3 more months.
3 months? I can't wait that long.
Me too.
I cannot wait to give you your present for 3 months. You can write anything you want in there, your secrets, your dreams, and only you can read them.
Oh, Emily, it's wonderful. Mom, Mom!
Lucky's got one for you. There you go. And Mr. Lucky's got one for you. There you go.
How's it going, Chef?
Crazy.
Interesting bunch over there.
Oh, yeah. That's part of a parenting group. Personally, I'd rather belong to a satanic cult.
Probably be easier on the kids, yes.
Boy, you know, they really like these suckers raw.
So how is
Hi.
Oh.
Great party.
Oh, thanks, Elliot.
Yeah, I particularly liked the part when Mr. Lucky couldn't find his hat.
Oh, I never get tired of that. Hey, can you make purple?
Purple?
Milk.
Do you want magenta purple or fuchsia purple?
Emily said you were good.
Uh-oh. What else does our friend say?
That, you're a great dancer.
I'll settle for that. So how old is,
Give him the tail on the donkey. I forgot to put up the donkey.
Donk.
Can you believe it? Peter! Didn't I just see him?
You know what?
Peter?
We really have to be going.
Oh, but aren't you gonna stay for cake?
Cake?
Sorry. Oh. Jeez.
Thank you.
You're going?
Uh-huh.
You don't want any cake?
Okay, I'll... Thank you.
Oh. Wow. Purple.
Well, if you're gonna have a hot fling, you might as well have it with someone who looks like that.
Oh!
Donkey.
You said you wanted to meet my friends. I guess they weren't enough to hold your attention.
They seem like very nice people. We don't exactly have a lot in common. So what?
No. You don't.
You make this sound like an accusation.
Look,
come on, man.
You said you wanted to come, but what you meant was you wanted to come and go. I'm not leaving. This is my goddaughter's birthday party, and I'm staying until the last present is open and the last kid goes home.
All right. You want me to stay, I'll stay.
I never wanted you to come in the first place.
All right. I get the picture. You get home all right?
Kathy will take me.
Okay.
Remember when we said we would stop this when it wasn't fun anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Are we having fun now?
No. Mm-mm.
Whoa, careful, Rihanna.
I know.
Elliot leave?
Why can't I be attracted to a nice, solid professional? You got any divorced MBAs around?
I liked him. I thought he was kind of disarming.
We broke up.
In a phony sort of way. And look what he calls purple. Yeah, you can do better than that. Anyway, his bod wasn't that great.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Are you okay?
Yeah. Great party, Mom.
Hey, come to dinner Friday.
I can't. I'm supposed to be in Denver on Friday.
Denver?
Elliot's got a show there in a couple of months.
Tommy's Denver? Emily, you gotta look him up for me.
And say what?
He's got a sporting goods store right downtown. Andrew's Sporting. Pretend you're buying a gun.
Kathy. You haven't seen this man since you were 16. He's probably fat, bald, and ugly.
Great! What better way to put me out of my suffering?
Think about it. Why spoil a great fantasy?
So it's beginning to make my marriage look like sludge.
You have a wonderful marriage.
Exactly! Oh, come on. Do me a favor. Just look at him.
Maybe. The last thing... These two there.
James and Thomas Gallery. I guess. The reception. It's the front. Which one goes on the left?
Hmm.
It's not enough just to look them up.
This one. Definitely. What are you talking about?
I have to find out what it's like. You've got to sleep with him.
Kathy, I've got a plane to catch in 30 minutes. Are these the invoices?
Emily, listen to me. Someone's got to complete the mission. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't sleep with Tommy, but you can. It's the only way.
Don't say another word. I'm your gal.
You're not taking me seriously.
Yes, I am. To go to Denver and not sleep with your high school boyfriend? No, that's stupid.
No, you don't seem to understand. This is really getting to me.
Kathy. Oh.
I'm just asking you a simple favor.
I'll try to look him up, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and Saturday, come straight to my house from the airport. Oh, and when you meet him, don't wear this. I hate this on you.
Three plus three is six. One plus one is two. 10 plus 10 is 20.
Wait, Mom, give us a few more minutes.
It's 8 o'clock Saturday night. You know the rule. Okay, bed. Come on, Hannah. There you go. Did you brush your teeth?
Uh-huh.
All right. How about you? Did you brush your teeth?
Yep.
Good girl. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Mommy. Good night, Mommy.
Come on, Ollie.
Good night, Ollie.
Did I mention that I love you?
I love you too, Mom. Love you.
Good night. Tractor splits in two. The magnetic fields drift. Info's become erratic. She walked in the room so she could rub his neck. She gave him a little kiss. Something like this. Then on Monday she calls him on the phone, says she'll bring the kids home from ballet lessons so that I can stay at school and correct papers. Bad chance. Oh, I'm so glad I'm married to you. Oh, what brought that out? Your music, it's beautiful. It's
really?
Oh, yeah.
You lie like a rug.
I don't lie.
Oh, I get it.
No, no, that's Emily. So,
it's a good trip.
Did you see anybody I know?
Hey, Em.
Spill it.
You sure you want to hear this?
He's a fat slob. Mm-hmm. Emily, what is the point if you don't tell me? Is he married with five kids? Is he a bum? Is he dead? What?
See? Look, I'm just making myself crazy.
You sure?
Oh, tell me.
You did me the favor.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Tom, the big, strong hunk in the red flannel shirt, with a tongue like velvet and the arms you could die in.
You met him?
No wonder you always fantasize about him. This one's a man. Capital M-A-N, man. If there were a nuclear war, Tom's the one I'd want in my bomb shelter.
He sure grew up.
Actually, if there wasn't a nuclear war, I'd want him in my bomb shelter.
You don't have a bomb shelter. And get up off the floor.
Cappy, this man made me feel like a woman.
What do you mean?
We talked, we laughed, we danced.
So, the two of you?
All night.
Okay.
everything.
I could still see him as the plane took off. I could still smell him. That's everything. And to think, I almost didn't even call him. Oh, Kathy. The man knew what I wanted before I did. You seem upset.
Oh, no. Not at all. No. Couldn't have worked out better. See? It's finished. He's out of my mind, and I have you to thank for it. I never have to think of him again. Ever.
You're mad at me. Kathy, I did you a favor. It was your idea. You told me to sleep with him.
Once. Once! Not eight times!
The shower doesn't count. We didn't...
Oh, can't you do it on a bed like normal people? I never told you to do it on a butcher block!
Kathy, this may come as a surprise to you, but I did it for me.
Wait. Did you talk about me at all?
You've got Peter and the kids. Let me have my one lousy night in Denver.
Well, did he ask for my number?
Yeah, he asked for your number. Night, Peter.
You leaving already, Em?
Mm-hmm.
Want something to eat?
Nah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
See you later.
All right. I guess it's you and me, buddy. Hey, what was that all about with Emily? Teacher from Princeton started today. Joe Dubin. Brilliant guy. They just throw grants at him. He sticks with all those basic linear questions like how big is it and how long does it last? So he gets a lot of equipment. Gets a lot of attention. Well, I don't know. I think that he totally ignores the disorderly behavior of a lot of important phenomena. Can't deal with it. Doesn't know what to make of it, right? I don't know, with my stuff, you know, this equation that I'm testing about reversing magnetic fields, you know, with that stuff, I got to deal with disorderly behavior. Because, I mean, patterns can be stable, but when they're really fascinating is when they're unstable, chaotic, wild, and abandoned. Olives. So you look at the patterns, logic gets you so far. Then you gotta go on a feeling. You gotta follow your intuition. See, I got a feeling that there is a point of crisis in stable systems of magnetic fields where small changes get magnified and then all of a sudden everything goes amok. I don't know, it's just a feeling. See, that's why I say that fractal geometry is a lot like the blues. Passion, the power, the mystery. I don't know. Sometimes you have to look at things in the periphery, because if you look right at it, you'll see what's there. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you hungry? Somebody else a chance.
Beautiful sermon.
Thank you.
Beautiful sermon.
Thank you. Tie your shoe.
Thank you so much.
Hannah. Thank you. Here, honey.
his underwear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, whoa!
It's always a tragedy to see a young man cut down in the bloom of his life. He was a good father and a wonderful husband. Although sometimes inattentive, he always performed satisfactorily, but not with the enthusiasm of the early years. Nonetheless, it was a cruel and shocking blow to those he left behind. We ask God to comfort and restore Kathy, easing her through the next few months, which I know will be a trying and lonely time for her.
Listening to every word.
Did I?
Yeah.
I would say, not just me, of course, others would say, when I was at Princeton, could not say. When I left Princeton, and again, it's not just because I was chairman of the department, but when I left, I believe it was the finest math department in the country.
Was?
Hmm?
You say it was the finest because...
I left. Never mind why, All right, I'll tell you. I ran into a little woman trouble. Grad, undergrad, what's the difference? You know what I mean?
Don't ask me, Joe. I'm the father of two daughters.
Yeah, there's a headache. I don't expect them to be virgins by the time they get to college. You?
Honey.
What?
It's a good answer.
No, it's just a baby.
Honey, got it.
What? Here comes alive when the phone rings. Might I suggest lithium?
No. For Kathy, aspirin is a psychedelic.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tom.
That's not funny.
I've lost your sense of humor.
I'll laugh when it's funny.
I just wanted to remind you of Elliot's opening on Friday.
Dennis Hopper will be there. Put your name on the list.
Okay, I'm not sure we can make it.
Whatever.
Bye.
Anybody been hanging up when you answer the phone?
Yeah, her mother.
Don't tell Dad.
Who's that?
Emily.
Oh, gosh. Couldn't you two guys make up?
Oh, well, you know, historically speaking, when two women fight, it's usually over a man.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Good shot. 2 points.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'll
just... all right. Does Emily know Dennis Hopper?
I don't know.
Because we could be talking to him, you know. Does the guy talk?
No.
I don't know. He's...
Hi, Kara.
Short. I know that.
Short?
Yeah.
He's very tall in the
movies. No. He's very short.
Oh, honey, you're so good at this stuff. You always know what to say.
Ooh, there's the bar.
Go.
Start there.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Enjoy the show.
It's all yours. I almost hate to part with it.
You've made a great discovery in Elliot.
Well, you have a good eye, Mrs. Consman.
I have a moment with you, Miss Emery.
Elliot, this is Mrs. Consman. She just bought this piece.
Oh, great, great. I hope you enjoy it.
I will. It's so pretty.
Yes. Yes. What exactly,
Elliot,
do you
mean? We have some business to attend to. Enjoy it.
Pretty? Did she say pretty? No, Elliot, she said evocative.
It is evocative, lyrical. It is evocatively lyrical.
Well, thank you. And might I add, you're looking very evocatively lyrical tonight. So you want to consummate the sale?
I miss you. I'm sure you do.
All right, Emily. I screwed up at Gina's birthday party. I'm sorry. But that's it. No more fun.
I've had plenty of fun. I need something more.
Okay.
Okay?
So use me till the right guy comes along.
I think he has.
That's all you had to say.
Say, have you seen Dennis Hopper?
Basically, I added another name to my list, which I certainly didn't need, and I can tell you it's another regret. What can I say, Kathy? We were swept away.
Tommy doesn't get swept away. We spent 2 years not getting swept away. Of course, I don't strip as soon as I get into a man's apartment.
No, you only pimp your friends. You know what I regret about this whole thing? I regret that I told you, and I'm not going to tell you anything anymore.
Whoa, 11 grand.
I'm sorry about you and Emily. I hope you guys can still be friends.
Yeah, me too.
Although it can be hard being friends if, say, either of you find someone else. You dating anybody new?
No, not.
And Emily,
Well, she is. But I'm not telling you that.
The man from Denver?
Denver. She met him in Denver.
What has she told you?
Nothing. Nothing. What has she told you? Anything?
There you are.
Honey, you remember Elliot?
Yeah. It's great stuff.
Hi, Pete. Thank you.
Steve, this gets pretty.
Pretty?
You know, it's a little claustrophobic in here for me. Can we go?
Yeah.
Great. Really. Oh, good show. Elliot, beautiful, beautiful work.
I never saw Dennis Hopper.
can't believe that you and Kathy are friends. You're so much more beautiful and sophisticated than she is.
I feel sorry for her. She's such a pathetic little thing.
Yeah. I can barely remember her.
Wow. Her hips have really spread since she had the children.
What?
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, it was a nightmare, huh?
It's over. It's
no,
over.
It's not. I wish it was, but it's not.
Want some water or something?
Promise me. Just promise what? I said promise.
Okay, okay. I promise. What?
Find someone else for Emily.
That's your nightmare?
She's lonely. She doesn't have anybody.
Oh, she doesn't need my help. See, men find her very attractive.
You promised!
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll think about it.
So, blah, blah, blah. And when asked about this comparison to Einstein, Professor Dubin said, quote, Einstein flunked math, I didn't. You can keep that one. I've got copies.
Can't find my keys.
Oh, can't wait to get me inside, eh?
Joe, it's late.
Late, yes. Well, let me ask you this, though. You really don't want me to leave, do you?
Get up early tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
10 of 9.
Now, about a little good night, fuck.
Good night, fuck.
That's good, Emily.
You little minx.
Come on. Don't make me beg, okay? Come on, because I'm not the type. It doesn't suit me. All right, I'll beg. Emily.
Honey, when's dinner?
When's dinner? You want to know when dinner is? I'll tell you when dinner is. It's when we're good and ready. That's when dinner is. We're having brownie stew tonight, remember? Or do you just remember how to be waited on, how to stuff your face?
Is that what you think I do every day when I leave the house? I go someplace and I stuff my face?
I'm sorry I'm taking so long.
Oh, honey, no. You're doing great.
I work hard for the family. I'm killing myself trying to separate oscillations on fractal boundaries.
How very meaningful.
How very meaningful. That brings up an interesting question, Kathy, because what is meaningful? Regard for each other could be meaningful. Love, friendship, tolerance, those things, they can be meaningful. Looking at your husband with compassion in your eyes instead of resentment, that could be meaningful. You act like I did something wrong or let you down in some way, and if I have, you should tell me.
Oh, you haven't let me down. It has nothing to do with you.
What's it got to do with?
It's silly. It's Emily and it.
That fight is worth all this? You've been pretty awful lately. I don't think I deserve it, does Emily?
No. It's over. I've got a handle on it. I've got a wonderful life, and I'm going to keep it that way. And Tom Andrews is not a part of it. He's a part of your life now, and I can accept that.
Want to come in?
If the two of you can find happiness together, I am certainly not going to stand in your way.
What are you talking about?
You and Tom.
There is no me and Tom.
But you told Elliot there was a new guy.
I told him not to get rid of him.
No, you and Tom?
It was one night. You had the relationship with him. I had one night.
Oh, I wish it could have worked out for the two of you.
Kathy, you're so full of shit. Look, I don't want to talk about me and Tom. I don't want to talk about you and Tom. I don't even want to talk about that pompous asshole your husband fixed me up with. So if those are the things you came here to discuss, try the mirror. There's one in the bathroom.
I've really been selfish, haven't I? I'm sorry.
And I'm pregnant, I think.
Tom?
Elliot.
How late are you?
About 5 years, shall we?
What is it we're looking for?
If it's positive, a donut forms.
A donut? What do you mean, like a ring?
Yeah, but they call it a donut.
Why don't they just call it a ring?
I guess it's a potentially sensitive subject for some of us.
I know you haven't taken Elliot seriously, but this might be a good time to start.
Oh, please. A donut is forming.
What?
A donut is forming.
Oh, Emily.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Okay, prenatal vitamins and Valium. Pregnant?
Yes.
Then you don't want to take tranquilizers, honey. I will be taking both. Oh, 2 hours before procedure. Tough decision.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Good luck!
Decisions made. Don't start.
I can't help it.
Oh, Emily!
What are you going to tell Elliot?
Never.
Oh, Emily.
Kathy, if I'm not sure I'm ready for this, you can bet he isn't.
Well, that's not fair. You got to ask him. And if you don't, it's going to be one long pregnancy for me.
Lighten up. Fasten your seatbelts. Get ready for the cab. What are you doing?
Why not?
No.
Okay. I'm late. All right? Now, you still got to tell Elliot.
Kathy,
I can't help it if I get too involved.
What are you doing? Let's get going. It'll take about 20 minutes for that dying to kick in. I'm not going to be involved with you.
Peter.
Don't tell Peter.
She's got to tell him.
can't not tell him he's his father, for heaven's sake. He's gotta know. His baby, too. Mothers are very important. Yeah, Elliot's gotta know. Nice pill.
Hello.
Yeah, you got him. Yeah, is everything okay?
She didn't.
Yeah. 15 minutes, I'll be there.
It's Kathy's carpool day. She forgot to pick up the kids. She's not at home.
Historically speaking, when a wife...
Joe, save it.
All right, you.
Why would that be? Emily! Emily, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
You were right, Kath. It's hell out there without a man.
Oh, there. Things have a way of working out. Honey, do we have enough for company?
Hi, Em. Staying for dinner?
We were just discussing her problem. Have you told Elliot?
I can't. He couldn't handle it.
When he's the father, he should know. Elliot's got to know. Elliot's got to know.
Kathy.
Elliot's got to know.
What? Honey, are you all right?
Peter. What time is it? Where are the kids?
I got the kids. It's Tuesday, but I got the kids because you apparently wanted to sleep on the dryer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took a Valium.
What?
What?
You took a Valium? You...
ice cream.
What does Elliot have to know?
I can't tell you. I promised Emily I wouldn't.
Are we all right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Boy, yes isn't going to cut it much longer.
At first, it seemed as though the tangential relationship between the spheres of the y-axis were going to overlap, and I will be going into that very shortly.
I know what you're thinking. No, you don't.
Yeah. Elliot's got to know.
I'm glad I confided in you. Jeez, listen.
Would be strictly forbidden if the family gauge...
It was a dream. And dreams don't mean anything.
Really?
Okay. All right. Here's a little physics for you, okay? Remember Newton? Huh? Curly hair, chubby. Body at rest. Stays at rest. Body in motion stays in motion. Unless acted upon by an outside force.
I think we both agree. Kathy is a body in motion.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about. All right. Here.
So X. Equals Kathy.
But we
this isn't Russian lit. All right, first of all, if she's not home, you check and see if her diaphragm's missing.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Well.
I'm going to sneak into my house. I'm going to creep down the hallway. I'm going to catch my wife folding my socks.
Of course you are. Don't forget to check behind the shower curtain.
That isn't where she folds socks.
Whoa. All right. Quiet. Shh, quiet.
She didn't say anything about going out.
They never do.
Oh.
I think you were right. She was alone.
Well,
a woman's not going to go out in the middle of the day on a cheap trip to the bawdy motel just because you're working the kids at school. You're fine. What's that? What did you say?
Nothing.
I thought you said something.
She's probably just going to say for
she me. Probably is. Isn't it Safeway? Bye-bye, Safeway. She's going to another store. Lighten up, I'm sure.
You make it sound like all she does is go shopping.
I make it sound like nothing.
Well, there's just more to her life than that.
I'm certain there is.
It's not like her life is so empty that she has to have a cheap tour to fair with a kid just because he's young and sensitive with blue eyes.
Joe, you're losing it.
Nah, I got her, I got her.
Well, unless her aerobics classmates down here, we're on to something. Bingo.
Look at the name. Look at the name. Look at the name.
Go, go, go.
The first time.
I know Kathy. She's not gonna go in.
Cheer up, Eve. Might be a bad lay.
Wow. Yeah. I've never been in an artist studio before.
No? Well, this is it.
Just go ahead, do whatever
Yo,
you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, I'm, sure.
I could do this one of two ways. I could feel you out, test the waters, see how you might react to marrying Emily and raising a family. Or skip all that and just blurt out that Emily's pregnant and having your baby. Or I could just mind my own business and not say a word.
Wait.
Bye, Elliot.
Bye.
Nothing happened. It was only a couple of minutes.
Unless, of course, he's a really bad lay. Hey? Huh? Come on. You hungry? Kathy, hi, it's Elliot.
Hi, Elliot.
I gotta come over. I gotta talk to you about the situation.
This isn't really a good time for me to talk.
No, don't leave me hanging. I'm dying.
How about tomorrow?
Fine, fine. Craters, you know where that is, right?
Yeah.
1 o'clock. Great, great. And you'll be there, right? You won't drop another bomb and run out on me again.
Yeah, relax. I'll be there. Bye.
Hey. How's it going?
Well, yeah. Johnson's mortuary's in the black this month.
Huh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is making me crazy. I mean, what makes her think she's alone in this? She's out there somewhere right now in this city, walking around with a piece of me inside of her. And I'm so angry, but I also want to protect her. But I don't even know what from. Dad, I'm okay. I don't know exactly what a father does. As if she'd even let me. She's so damn independent. But that's what I like. So, should I call her? Should I tell her I know? Should I be drinking?
I shouldn't have told you.
No, she should have told me.
Well, maybe she didn't want to put you in this position.
But I am in this position. And I don't know what to do about it.
Before you confront Emily about the baby, you gotta find out what's there between you without the baby.
Elliot, she's busy, Elliot.
I know. Emily, Carol, that'll be all. Thank you. I'd like to talk about us. I want to talk about you. We had a good thing going. No ties, no talk of the future from either of us. And it was nice. It felt good. We liked each other. Now suddenly I'm out on my ass because you decide on your own that it should be something else. Well, fine. But on top of that, you decide that I can't handle this something else. So at this point, you're trying to tell me my limits. Well, I'll tell you something, lady. The only one whose limits we've proven are yours.
Elliot, when you reach my
age... Oh, that's crap. Sit down. You're not 95. Age has nothing to do with it. If I was auditioning for something, you should have told me. You should have given me that chance. That's all.
Are you saying you want an audition?
You'd have to audition too, you know.
That seems fair.
Hello. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Odd Couples Lamaze class. I like to meet mothers in their second month of pregnancy so that we can talk about nutrition and prenatal care. Then you can all go off and grow those babies and come back to me in your seventh month, and then we can get down to the fun stuff. My name is Nagi San. I'm a Capricorn. I have four children, ranging in age from 23 down to 2. Each has a different father, and I've never been married.
Don't laugh. That's me in 10 years.
So let's all take turns and tell a little something about ourselves and share the circumstances which have brought us here today. How about you, young people?
Hi. My name is Jill Topio, and this is my brother, Alex. He's going to be my coach. I like parties on the beach, new kids on the block, and my favorite color is lemon yellow.
It's my science project, and if she's late with it, I'm in deep shit.
You'll be sure to get back to us about that grade.
Quite simply, I am carrying the gift of life. Mr. and Mrs. Moyer were unable to have a child of their own, and so Mr. Moyer's seed has been deposited within me.
Mr. and Mrs. Moyer, you must be experiencing the most interesting feelings. Would you care to share them with us?
Well...
No.
Hi, I'm Debbie Rollins, and this is my wife, Linda.
We just celebrated our 7th anniversary, and Debbie got a big promotion, and we felt that having a baby was the next natural step.
I have such a good feeling about you two.
And our last couple.
We're just good friends.
My name is Emily. This is my best friend, Kathy, and I found myself pregnant, and I've always wanted a child, so, well, I'm getting one.
I was born on the cusp.
Okay. Now, I want you all to write down everything you have eaten today. Good nutrition begins with what I like to call good food IQ.
Does spelling count?
You don't belong here, Em. You're not an odd couple. Elliot should be with you.
I'm thinking about it.
You are? Did the two of you talk?
He did. And I thought he had a lot of good points.
Oh, good. I'm so glad he came through.
What? You told him.
Emily, you're gonna need help.
Parenting is a two-person job. I know. I'm a mother.
So am I.
No, you're not. Not yet.
Kathy, get a life. And stay out of mine. God, you're like a disease. You invade someone's life and you attach yourself.
That's what I am to you, a disease?
Well, thank you very much. Go ahead. Cut the baby out from his father.
Well, I have news for you. I lied. It's not his baby.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
You're having my boyfriend's baby.
Your boyfriend? He's not your anything. You are not a part of his life anymore. He hasn't had a thought about you in ages.
Oh, you think that if I showed up on his doorstep right now, he wouldn't get me into bed just as fast as he did you?
If he was smart, he'd run.
No, he wouldn't.
I got a good feeling about you, too.
Tom, there's something very serious that you have to know, and I'm the only one who will tell you. A child has been conceived. Not in love, perhaps, but in passion. Now, I understand that you were swept away, but Emily needs you.
Maybe you haven't given her a second thought since your night together.
In fact, I'm sure you haven't. Call me invasive.
Call me disease-like. I just thought that you deserved to know.
Carol, hi, guess who?
Oh, hi, Elliot. No, Emily's not here.
She's going to Denver, do you know?
Gee, Elliot, I really can't say for sure. It's pretty confused around here.
Okay, bye, Elliot.
Excuse me, this is for you.
Thank you.
There is someone else. You're not the father.
What?
Kathy's visiting her mother in Chicago, I'm sure.
Come on, Joe. There are good marriages, you know.
I know. I had three of them.
Old Tom, please. The number for Elliot Fowler. Thank you. I'm just checking.
Well, checking is good.
Message. Elliot's in Denver for a show. He's staying at the Hyatt.
Nice place. What airline is Kathy taking?
Oh, I am not going to dignify that with an answer. Pan Pacific.
Thank you. Pan Pacific flies to Denver, don't they? I'm just saying, I saw it in a commercial, that's all.
All right, I'll clear this up for you. Doing a little hacking in your spare time?
Go, go, go.
And the password is...
ta-da.
Pan Pacific Airlines passenger manifest. Very good. Let's see, we'll search for passenger Whiting.
All right, Whiting. Misses. That's a good sign.
All right, flight 305, Portland to Denver.
So, when you told me it was me, you thought it was me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Emily was protecting your feelings.
Yes.
Which means your boyfriend is the father of my girlfriend's baby.
If you want to boil it down to one sentence, yes. You must be just a little bit relieved.
Relieved that Emily got knocked up by another man? No, I would not say I was relieved.
I'm sorry. Your room won't be ready until 4.
Oh, Elliot, can you park my back?
Sure.
Oh, great.
Sure.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.
On this girl, huh?
Who's that, Tommy?
Who is it?
Yeah.
Chrissy!
Yeah.
What do you got there, Bootsy?
Just fish.
Whoa! That's no fish. Look at this thing. That's a Mack truck. Get a hand with this one.
Well, boys, I think we got a winner
at 24 pounds. I christen you. Go ahead, Bootsy, you take it.
Lola?
Lola! Lola! Lola. Okay, well, there's the winner. Give him a big hand, huh?
Tommy.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna get out of here because, you stink. What are you doing here?
Well, are you kidding me, miss a big moose head cat thing?
So, are you divorced?
No.
Widowed?
No.
So then I guess this is just a friendly call.
Are you going to go to the reunion?
Here, let me get this. Reunion. Well, I'll tell you. The only person I wanted to see was you. And you're right here.
I sure am.
Yeah. Now, of all the places I've imagined running into you again, that dock sure wasn't one of them.
You've imagined me places.
Oh, yeah. Haven't you ever wondered about me like that?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I have. And if I would have known you would have turned out like this, I would have imagined it a lot more often.
What do you mean, like this?
I always thought you were the prettiest girl in school. But now look at you. And just take a look at yourself. You're such a woman. Yeah, you have this assurance about you and this, I don't know, this sleekness. Don't get me started here.
No, go on.
Well, let's just say that I'm regretting all that restraint I used in high school.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay. So, am I gonna take you out to dinner with fish gunk on me or without?
Without?
I'm glad you're...
Peter?
Where is she? What do you know about it?
I know. I know a lot more than you think I know.
Did you know she's pregnant?
What?
Mm-hmm. And it's not even mine. Ah, Peter, if you were me, would you still want her? Because I can't help it. I still...
What the hell do you care?
She's my wife.
Kathy? I'm not talking about Kathy.
What about this?
I'm simply storing it for her, Peter.
What do you think, I'm an idiot?
No, wait, hold on. Just chill, all right? Now, your wife is here to look up an old high school boyfriend, Tom.
Tom?
Tom.
Tom Andrews.
Okay, so just chill.
Okay. Okay.
Andrews, huh? We'll see. All right. Nightmare. All right. Uh-huh. Andrews. Tom.
Get that, will you?
Hello?
Hi. I'm really sorry.
Fowler. I need ice.
Badly. Big buck. Thank you.
One thing, who are you here to see? Me?
What do you mean?
Tom Andrews.
What?
Peter, Kathy, just tell me.
Is Kathy in Denver?
Yes. She's with Tom. Peter went off to find her. He hit me in the face. Now you and I, we're going to talk him.
Kathy's with Tom?
Bingo. Now I am through being an idiot. You know, listening to other people. You and I will...
Nothing like a fire, is there? You look especially good by firelight.
Well, gosh, it's too bad it'll go to waste. Since we'll be going out in a few minutes for dinner.
Well, why don't we order in? You'll find some menus in the butcher block. How about Ty? All right. How about Italian?
It's an extra 20 if you can get me there before her husband.
What's the problem here?
There's more than one elm, son.
The idea here is to relax. Just let me work the pressure points. Just pretend your hand is your body. That's it. I remember your hands, Kathy. I remember your skin. Excuse me?
You're gonna be a father. Well, I knew you'd want to know. You wouldn't want a child of yours born and not know about it.
No, actually, that's always been a dream of mine. Did Emily send you here to tell me this?
No, no. No, she's gonna kill me when she finds out.
And she doesn't have to find out. We'll just say that you never came here. That way, she won't know that you betrayed her trust, and I won't have to get involved with her and some kid.
Oh, you can't mean that.
If Emily wanted me to know, she would have told me herself. I think the fact that she isn't here should tell us both something. Hey, babe.
Hey, yourself.
Kathy. Is there a back way out?
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What am I doing here?
And why don't we just sit down and talk about this quietly?
Because her husband is going to walk through that door at any second.
Oh, shit.
Peter?
Good for you. Now, where's the back way?
There isn't one.
We'll just have to wing it. All right. We'll tell him you came here to tell Tom he was the father of my baby.
That's why I did come here.
Oh, right. Not looking like that. You didn't.
No, really, I just told him.
It's the 11th hour. Cut the crap. Give me your dress. Turn around.
Why are you doing this for me? And don't tell me it's because you love me and forgive me because I couldn't bear the guilt. So don't tell me that that is the reason.
It's because I love you. I forgive you. Oh. You deserved that.
Holy mother! We'll laugh about this when we're 90.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Elliot.
And you thought I wasn't ready for a relationship.
How many more guys you got out there?
Excuse me?
Boy, I tell you, women, sometimes I just don't understand them. She breezes into my life for one lousy night, and now I'm in a paternity suit.
You slept with this guy?
I made her.
Hey, pal. You want her? Take her. Just a one-night stand to me, that's all.
Hey. You better...
You're hurt. It's all my fault.
You sure are a jerk.
Is this your mother's house? Is this your mother? How's your sciatica?
Peter, Kathy was just here to tell Tom that I'm having a baby.
Out.
But it's not Tom's baby, it's Elliot's.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Hey, out! Kathy, could you leave us alone?
Hey, buddy, this is my house.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
You lied to me.
I know. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened? Well, define nothing, because it seems to me that a lot has happened here. I'm trying really hard to be objective, so I want to know all of it. Why are you really here?
Tommy's an old friend of mine from high school.
He's an old boyfriend.
Yeah. I missed that feeling.
Feeling? You missed that feeling.
Yeah, you know the rush that you get when you're 16?
Honey, we aren't 16.
I know. It's just that you feel special. I just wanted to feel like a hot babe.
Now, that's a problem, because you're saying that I don't make you feel that way.
Oh, Peter, no, see, you're my husband, and you love me, and I love you, and...
What?
I love you.
What?
It's not about you. It's not even about him. I was making myself miserable. I wasn't even that miserable, really. I was kind of happy in a miserable kind of way. And
is that worse than being miserable in a happy kind of way?
No, it's better. Because you kind of enjoy your misery.
I'm glad somebody did.
Peter, I'm sorry. What else can I say?
It's, misery, I know something about that. See, misery takes you down. Down. Drags you all around.
Takes you all over town. Boom, 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 boom. Till you've lost what you found.
Well, you got it to rhyme. Come here.
Thank you.
Let's blow this place.
Hey, you know, we got a good thing here.
I know we do.
No, the sitter. At home?
Yeah.
Oh, set for overnight.
Ooh, and I got a hotel room.
Oh, you be bad, girl.
Well, all the cards are on the table. I don't want you to feel obligated. I just want a straight answer. Do you want to be together?
How can she ask me that?
Things are going to change. You're infatuated with a woman who's sophisticated out there on the edge.
You're not out on the edge.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Actually, you can be kind of a drag at times.
Then you can't possibly want me.
Straight answer? Yes. Yes. Watch the face.
Oh.
It doesn't hurt.
A wedding up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
girls, Will.